Penguin Random House Audio presents Fuel the Fire, a nutrition and body confidence guidebook for the female athlete. This is the author, Pamela Nisevich Bead, MSRD. Note to listeners, this program includes a downloadable PDF that contains charts and diagrams from the book. Disclaimer. Neither the publisher nor the author is engaged in rendering professional advice or services to the individual listener. The ideas, procedures, and suggestions contained in this book are not intended as a substitute for consulting with your physician. All matters regarding your health require medical supervision. Neither the author nor the publisher shall be liable or responsible for any loss or damage allegedly arising from any information or suggestion in this book. The recipes contained in this book are to be followed exactly as written. The publisher is not responsible for your specific health or allergy needs that may require medical supervision. The publisher is not responsible for any adverse reactions to the recipes contained in this book. To Miller, Hunter, and Piper, always let your little light shine. Part 1. Collect the Kindling. The Path Forward. A few notes from the expert. Why this book matters. My kids often ask me, "Mom, can I really be anything I want to be?" Like any parent offering the company line, I respond with, "Yes, anything is possible." But the pragmatist in me adds a caveat. You can be anything if you're willing to work for it. You'll need endless dedication, grit, proper fuel, a bit of luck. It also helps if the genetic gods smile on you, and the right support to get you there. But here's the thing. Somewhere between the bliss of childhood and the realities of adulthood, we come to learn that there's a real world out there, and the real world is hard. It often feels as if the critics outnumber the fans, and depending on the relevant influences, the thickness of our skin, and our support systems, we can find our trajectory changed, for better or for worse. Knowing this, I want to tell them, I know you can set the world on fire. But I can't tell you exactly how. I can't tell you the exact path to the peak of the mountain, but I do know you won't get there without working for it. And I can show you several paths that will not take you to the top, because I've followed some of these paths. These are frustrating and a waste of time, or dark and desolate, and lead you in the wrong direction. And that's why this book matters. The knowledge shared in these chapters, along with the aid of experts, leaders, and mentors, will help you find your best self. So whether you're currently on the right road and just need a few directions, or you are so lost you feel like you might never get where you want to go, you've got help here. No matter where you are on your nutrition journey, you're not alone in your desire to build a better relationship with food and self, or to finally find a better way to meet your health, lifestyle, and performance goals. Soon, you'll begin to see that light at the end of the tunnel, provided by someone who went before you and took the time to look back and weigh in with real-world advice and insights across the chapters of this book. Who is this book for? Fitness enthusiasts, competitors, contenders, Olympians, elites, age group stars, rising stars, mother runners, anyone too busy putting in the work to do much grandstanding. I wrote this book for those who exercise with purpose, for sweaty people familiar with terms like dry fit and fartlek and gels, for those who link their identity with action verbs, for those who own multiple pairs of running shoes, for those who see opportunities to race when they look at their calendar and feel a bit lost when not actively pursuing one goal or another. Those dedicated to the cause and the process rather than winning at all costs, who realize life is you versus you, and therefore you are your biggest critic or your biggest fan. This book is for those who have not yet learned that life is more marathon than sprint, and for those who could teach a course on that exact lesson. For those who haven't even peaked, and those trying their damnedest to reignite a lost spark. Am I speaking your language? Then get ready to learn what it takes to build your best self yet. Ounce by ounce, cell by cell, built by better nutrition, habits, perspectives. Find pro tips and strategies that are rooted in science and supported by practice. Advice shared while fueling countless athletes and friends throughout my time as a sports dietitian, mom, and athlete. And advice from elite athletes, coaches, Olympians, scientists, and leaders weighing in on lessons learned across their own nutrition journeys. Discover how to rock game day fueling, eat for health, and tear down obstacles in your path. Most of all, I hope you evolve to be comfortable in your own skin and build an amazing relationship with food. I'm here to teach you how to develop a way of eating that fuels and sustains. It's now more important than ever to uncover a way to prevent and fix muddied, broken relationships with food and self. Once you are no longer willing to listen to misinformation or give way to negativity, this book will become your weapon in the fight against internal doubts and external critics. So from the track to the road, to the pitch to the gym, classroom to internship to office to home, you'll build a nutrition foundation that's so solid it will support you as you crank out countless miles and endless training sessions, and then recover and ultimately thrive. Get ready to fill a plate that works for you, to finally understand what it takes to fuel your performance, your health, and your best self. Dear younger, hungry me, what if you could go back in time and offer advice to your younger self? What would you say? How would you mentor the younger you? How would you respond to the countless important questions? Questions about whether your dedication to sport was worth it. Questions about what you should eat and why those choices were important. Questions about how to navigate dark days, work through relationships, and avoid obstacles. Each of us has a journey to share, insights to impart. We can't change the past, but we can learn from it. The letters that flow across these chapters are here to help you build a better future based on knowledge gleaned from the past. Dear younger, hungry me, Joan Benoy Samuelson. Joan Benoy Samuelson could be described as the godmother of women's running. She's a venerated world record holder, a gold medal Olympian, a course record holder, and winner of several prestigious road races, including the first women's Olympic marathon, the Chicago Marathon, the Falmouth Road Race, 6 times, and the Beach to Beacon 10K, a race she founded. In 2019, she ran the Boston Marathon 40 years after her 1979 win, with a goal of finishing within 40 minutes of her winning time. She did even better. With a wicked fast time of 3:04 flat, she crossed the finish within 30 minutes of her previous time, winning her age group, 60 to 64, along the way. Those close to Joan describe her as a humble, gracious, determined runner from Maine who loves the outdoors, her garden, and skiing. She's unquestionably a passionate advocate for the sport of running. Spend time with Joan and you're bound to meet someone whose life she's changed for the better. She's unknowingly inspired complete strangers to pick up a pair of running shoes, start putting one foot in front of the other, and become a better version of themselves. Along the way, Joan has shattered glass ceilings, shown countless women what is possible, and served as an exemplar for balancing motherhood and work. She humorously divides her career into 2 distinct phases, before children and after diapers. Joan is honest, kind, and real. I'm honored to call her friend and elated to share her letter with you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?